Yevamos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevamos Babli, Daf Sadi Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Amad Aleph, on the 10th line, Pshita Hadam Elsa. Pshita Hadam Elsa, Pachis Mibenesim, Shehebi Shtei Saras, Limafriyoi, Hu Nase Ish. The following is obvious. If someone less than 20 years old bought two pubic hairs, he is made an adult retroactively. Yosim Mibenesim, Shehebi Shtei Saras, Mekambeilech, Hu Ish. If someone above 20 years bought two hairs, then from now onwards he's an adult. Ma pligin bebenesim. Shmuel amar mafriyoi hu nase ish. Ava mikan veilech hu ish. What do Amoraim argue about? They argue about one who is 20. Shmuel says he is made an adult retroactively, and Rav says from now onwards he's an adult. Asnisa pliga ben aldein ben aldein. Asoris enu nase ben seiru meire. Sheim boy hakofas zakan. Vaisa argues with both of them. A Swiss cannot become a Ben Seru Amira, a wayward son, because he does not have a beard hair surrounding his elbow. Yate boy Shema Yavish Tesaras Peter Shloshi Hadoshim, or they should warn him lest he bring two hairs within 3 months. We say that less than 20 he's made an adult retroactively. Madama in Makablin Hasoya ala Safik. It's like the opinion that we don't accept warning amid Safik. He cannot be punished because the warning would be invalid. Masnisa pliga al Shmuel echad ben tesha shana v'yem echad ve'echad, let's just say ben esim shana v'lehevi shalehevi shtei saras. The Gemara asks against Shmuel from the Mishnah, but a boy 9 years old in one day has the same law as a 20-year-old who did not bring hairs. Rav the Tema ben tesha shana v'yem echad ba'ad ben tesha ben shtei mesei shana v'yem echad shalehevi shtei saras le'mafreyoi shesei ene nas ish. Just like you say that a boy from 9 years old in one day until 12 years old in one day who bought two hairs, retroactively he has not become an adult. Likewise, a 20-year-old who bought two hairs, from now onwards, he becomes an adult. How can Shmuel answer this? The answer refers to shortly after 20 years, but before 20 he becomes an adult retroactively. We begin now the 11th perek, perek Noisim ala Nusa. The Mishnah says Noisim ala Nusa ala Mufuta, ha'ines v'amafata ala Nusua chayev. One may marry a relative, his mother, grandmother, daughter, granddaughter, and sister of a woman that he raped or enticed. One who rapes or entices the relative of his wife is chayev kois. A man may marry a woman that his father or son raped or enticed. Rabbi Yehuda Oiseh b'anusas aviv mufutas aviv, whereas Rabbi Yehuda forbids a woman that his father raped or enticed. The Gemara says, "Kini masnisin noisin acha anusa v'acha mufuta." The Gemara says, "Our Mishnah means that one may marry after he raped or enticed the relative. How can it be still with the one that he raped or enticed?" Means that he married her, but this is not the case. Anas isha muta be'ima pita isha muta be'bita. If one raped a woman, he's permitted to her mother. If one enticed a woman, he's permitted to her daughter. Ha'ines v'amefata al nesua chayev. If one raped or enticed on means that the relative of a nesua, he is liable. And Rabbi Yochanan derech nesuin, Rabbi Yochanan says this refers to the way of nesuin, means it was not in the way of rape or enticement. However, not only Nisuin forbids, but rather even Kiddushin. Nase Isha v'chakach Anus is ima chayev. Nase Isha v'chakach Pita is Pitoi, Pita chayev. If one married a woman and afterwards raped her mother, he's liable. If one married a woman and afterwards enticed her daughter, he's liable. Taman Taninan Shachta v'esbas Pita v'chakach Shachat is Pita, Sifik is Avoyim. If one slaughtered an animal and afterwards slaughtered its daughter's daughter, and after he slaughtered his daughter, he's lashed 40 lashes. Simcha Samar Mishim Reb Meir, Seifik Shmoinim, whereas Simcha says in the name of Meir that he received 80 lashes. The last that he slaughtered is the daughter of an animal he slaughtered today, and also the mother of an animal he slaughtered today. Amar Belaza, Simcha Samar Mishim Reb Nui, Shneihim Amud Ava Echad. Belaza said that Simcha Samar Mishim Reb Nui said the same Chiddush. Ha Taninan Taman Reb Mishim Reb Nui Oimer, Haba al Chamoisei Chayev Aleha Mishum Chamoisei Ve'em Chamoisei Ve'em Chamiv. Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nui says that one who has relations with his mother-in-law is liable for his mother-in-law, the mother of his mother-in-law, and the mother of his father-in-law, if she is all of these. How could that be? It looks like there was a lady called Chava who had two daughters, Rachel and Leah, and a son who was called Lavan, and Yaakov married Rachel, and he also married the daughter of Leah and the daughter of Lavan. And therefore Chava is also to Yaakov because she is his mother-in-law, because she's the mother of Rachel, and the mother-in-law's mother because one of his mother-in-laws is Leah and Chava is his mother. And also is Chayav because of the mother of his father-in-law, meaning the mother of Lavan, because Lavan is a father-in-law of his. And therefore, if he had relations with her, he'd be Chayav for all these three Isurim. Amuloi, Shloshton, Shem Echadin. Chum said to Rechem Menui that all of them are one Shem, one Isur, so he's liable only once. Rabbi Barpavi, Bishem Rabbi Yochanan, Moide Simchus Roshena, Rabbi Barpavi quoting Rabbi Yochanan, so that Simchus agrees about the first case that if he slaughtered two children of an animal and afterwards the mother, he's liable only once. Ashkechtani, Oyeti Machlikis, a bicycle was found that says that also the first case that Tanaim disagreed about. I found Rabbi Yochanan Menui, what is the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan Menui? Ma Isha Ubita Ubaspita Bebeis Lavim, Af Isha Ubaspana Ubaspita Bebeis Lavim. The answer is just like a woman and her daughter's daughter are two Lavim, means a separate of Loi Sikach is written to each. Also a woman and her daughter's daughter and her son's daughter are two Lavim, even though it says Loi Sikach once for both of them. Ma time in Rabbonim, what's the Rabbonim's reasoning? Ma Bas bana ubas bita belav echad af isha ubas bita ubas bana belav echad. And so just like a woman and her daughter's daughter and her son's daughter are one love, also a woman and her daughter's daughter and her son's daughter are one love. Ziv ashayikach, isha shayikach es isha besima zimahi. Mekolain ksiv shechiva vekan ksiv lekicha. Lamdcha la'ayla menechem ischayev ala shniya ashetei arishayna zukukolai. It says, and a man who will take his a woman and her mother, it is Zima. Regarding all other rights, it says Shechiva, and here it says Lekicha. It's usually one is not liable for the second unless the first is married him. Or Eina Ela Derech Nesuin. Perhaps the Torah forbids only when also the second is through Nesuin. V'amarnu She'ein Kedushin Ba'arayis. We reject that because we already said that there is no Kedushin with the Arayis. Akviv. It says a man should not take his father's wife, and he should not reveal the knaf of his father. Lekicha connotes kedushin, even though there is kares and misa for eishes av. The answer is, it teaches that he was permitted to her before she married his father, and she was forbidden beforehand. Then we have the concept of an isachal isa, one isa cannot rest on a pre-existing Issa, and she would not be forbidden due to Eishes Av. The Gemara asks, it says, that a man will take the brother of the wife of his brother, Nidahi. Teaches us that he was permitted to her before she married his brother. This can be understood that he can marry her through Yibam. The pasuk says, "I'm a woman in addition to her sister, should not take to have both of them." This teaches that he was permitted to her before he married her sister. This can be understood that he can marry her after death of her sister. The Gemara asks, but we have a pasuk that says, a man who will take his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, and he will see her elder, and she will see his, it's chesed. Amari Avin, Shulei Toima, Kain Nasis Achoisai, Hevel Nasis Achoisai, Chesedu, Chesed Asisim Arishonim, Sheyibona Oilam Mehen, Amarti Oilam Chesed Yibona. The Avin answered that you shouldn't say Cain married his sister, and Hevel married his sister, so that this shows that it's permitted. Chesed, who means I, Hashem did Chesed with the first one, and all of the world will be built from them. I said the world is built on Chesed. Akziv, Amano Gusha, Chalala, Zoina, Esel, Yikach. You can ask what it says. A widow, a divorcee, and a Chalala, Zoina, these he shall not take. According to Rekiva, there's no Kiddushin with Hayav Elavim. Adiacha, Ladiacha, Sheim Kidcha, Shetosim Ba Kiddushin. Comes to teach us that if he was Makadisha, Kiddushin takes effect on her. Vavchuna shama kolhoi min adein kaya erbas isha uvita lesigale vegeime zima zima negezir shava. Huna learned all of them, means there was Sarifa for his wife's mother, grandmother's daughter and granddaughters from this pasuk, the erba of a woman and her daughter you shall not reveal, and it says there zimahi. We learn from negezir shava of the word zima, and zima because it also says v'isha sheyikach es isha v'es ima zimahi, a man who will take a woman and her mother is Zima. And we say, Mala Matan Shlosha Doyuris, Afla Malan Shlosha Doyuris, just like below. The sentence of his wife, the Issa is up to three generations, counting from her means her granddaughters. Also above, it's three generations means her grandmothers. Mala Matan Beleisase, Afla Malan Beleisase, just like below, as a Leisase, also above as a Leisase. Mala Malan Deach Nisuin, Afla Matan Deach Nisuin, like above, the Issa is through Nisuin. It is one way to entice the woman. There's no issa to marry her mother or grandmother. Also below, it's suin asuin. Malam malam besweifa, aflamatam besweifa. Just like above, this punishment is sweifa, means death through burning. Also below, it's sweifa. Malam matan asa ba bas zocha ke bas nekeva. Aflamalam, you should say asa im zocha ke im nekeva. Just like below, the daughter of a male means her son. Is that like the daughter of a daughter? Also above, the mother of a male means his father-in-law is like the mother of a female means his mother-in-law. Uka de Rabbi Meir, de Meir Oimer, Gezeir Shava, Bimokoim Shabasa, Dor Shlishi, she says Shilamalon, Minayin, Shehu, Besreifa. We ask according to Rabbi Meir, Meir says that Gezeir Shava, we learn all the laws like the place that you come from, and that's the concept of Don Mina or Mina. What's the source for the third generation above that is Sreifa? So it's all burning for a mother-in-law, but not for a mother of a mother-in-law or of a father-in-law. Ukravonon, the inan amrin, gzereshava, ka'omo, ba, oshlishi, shi, melam, shemalon, minayin, shihi, belaisase, should say. According to Rabbanon, they say that gzereshava teaches only one matter and everything else is like it's said in the, a matter being learned, and that's the concept of don mina, ruki ba'asor. What's the source for the third generation above that there's a love? The Torah taught the love only for one's wife's daughter and granddaughters, but not for her mother and grandmothers. Ben Kubmeya, Ben Kubonon, Dor Shlishi, should say, Shilamaton, Menai, Shehu Pesefa. The Gemara asks, let's account to Meir and Rabbanon, what's the source for the third generation below that there is Sefa? Again, the Chsiv, Zim, Zim, Melek, Zer, Shava, Kamish, Shekulan, Kain, the Kulan again. The answer is, since it's written Zima Zima for Gzer Shava, it's as if all of them are written here and all of them are written here, means as if a love and sefer are written both above and below. Akadain Bas Bitoy Minanasuin, Bas Bitoy Minan Ainsin. They might ask, well, this teaches that his daughter's daughter from his wife, means through Nasuin, also includes a granddaughter from another man. What's the source for one's daughter's daughter from Abe? Elvas Bas Bincha, Oy Bas Bitcha, Man and Kaiman. The answer is, we learn from the Pasuk Vayikra, Yotches Pasuk Yud, the erva of your son's daughter and your daughter's daughter. What's the, Man and Kaiman, what's the case? Imin and Nesuin, Krahu Amar. If it's a granddaughter from Nesuin, this is already taught. Elemeina Inyan and Nesuin, Tano Inyan La Insin. So rather, if it's not needed for Nesuin, use it to teach rape. This teaches a warning. What's the source for punishment? Shmuel Yitzchak answered, we learned Hena means written about one's granddaughter, from Hena written about one's wife's granddaughter, and Zima written about one's wife's granddaughter, from Zima which is written about one's wife's grandmothers. Akadon could be Kiva, could be Shmuel. Now this is like a Rabbi Kiva who holds that what is learned from a Gzer Shava can teach through another Gzer Shava. According to Rabbi Shmuel, who disagrees, what's the source? Tani Rabbi Shmuel, Eina Meyasen. The answer is that we have a brisa of Rabbi Shmuel that says we learn Heina from Eshen, means written about a mother-in-law. He expounds it like Es Achas Mehen. Ad Kadoin Bitter Minayin. This teaches his daughter's daughter. What is the source for his daughter? Avama im al Bas Bitoi, who Muzal, Lo Koshkein al Bitoi. Im al Bas Bitoi, who Oin Onush, Lo Koshkein al Bitoi. Avam says that if he commanded about his daughter's daughter, or more so about his daughter. If he punished for his daughter's daughter, or more so for his daughter. On Kami Rabbi Abo, Bas Bitoi min Nesuin, Bas Bitoi min Oinesin. They asked Rabbi Abo, if one had a relationship with his daughter's daughter from Nesuin and his daughter's daughter from rape in one helem, is he liable once or twice? I'm alone. Kol Shem Bas Achas. Rabbi Abo answered, the entire issa of a daughter's daughter is one, means he's liable only once. On Kami Rabbi Abo, Abal Isha, should say Shanasa Bitter or Bas Bitter or Bas Bana. Chayev alea mishum isha uvita ubas bita uvas bina. Was asked to Rabbi Abo if one had a relation with a woman that he already married her daughter, her daughter's daughter, her, or her son, and her son's daughter, is he liable for her, for a woman, her daughter, or her daughter's daughter, and her son's daughter? Amalain, sheirahena zima hi, kulain mishum zima. Rabbi Abo said that sheirahena zima hi tells us all of them are due to zima. He's our only ones. Hagai by Kami Rabbi Yosi, Lama Leisinun Amin Bitra Leisigale, Bas Bitra Leisigale. Hagai asked Rabbi Yosi, why don't we say that he's liable at least twice, because two love are written, Bitra Leisigale, Bas Bitra Leisigale. Amalei, Ila Haviksev, Erbas Isho, Bas Bitra Leisigale, Havinan Amin, Bitra Leisigale, Bas Bitra Leisigale. Rabbi Yosi answered, had it written, Erbas Isha uvas bita loisegale, person shouldn't reveal the nakedness of a woman and her daughter's daughter. Indeed, we would say that bitcha loisegale bas bitcha loisegale. However, the Torah wrote loisikach and loisegale. Loisikach is needed to teach that he's liable only if the first was married to him. It's not extra to teach a second love. We are both with love of b'shem of Yehoshua. Shnei lavim mekayis echad lavim cholkin b'isus. We are quoting with love, quoting with Yehoshua, said if there are two lavim and one kayis, the lavim divide the krisis, if one transgressed both shogeg, he's liable to chatois. Ma taima, what's the source for this? Habasa adam leisach, rumas kuntoi leisasu kamoyu, luksev ish ashi yukach kamoyu, harikan shnei lavim, lekrois echad, lavim kolkin krisis. The pasuk says in Shmais Lamed Beis, in reference to the anointing oil, it should not be poured upon human flesh, and according to his formula, you should not make anything like it. And then the next pasuk says, any person who compounds anything like it, these are two lavim and one kais. The lavim divide the krisis. Rabbi Shmuel, the Rishmo Omer, lemeidim mekal v'chimer, vein oinch mekal v'chimer, minanle. The Gemara asked, well, earlier Rav said that if he is commanded about and punished for his daughter's daughter, or more so he's commanded about and punished for his daughter. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Rishmo says that we learn issa from mekal v'chimer. We don't punish based on a kal v'chimer. What's the source that the safer for one's daughter to rape? Bas sheka hi detani chizkia or bas koyen kisecha des nois ma tamad loyma ish rabi esaba al shtei al bitoy min ha'insim shtei besefer. The answer is like Chizkia taught that they should have said uvas ish koyen kisecha des nois. Why did they say uvas ish koyen? The daughter of a man is a koyen. It includes one had relations with his daughter from rape and that there, that there's space for her. I'm a beauty baboon, I feel as her, at shmamina. Al tchalel es bitcha. Beauty baboon said we learn even the warning, the love from there, as it says there, again in Vayikrapek, yud tes posek choftes, al tchalel es bitcha, do not profane your daughter, means through having relations with her. From our time, Rabbi Yehuda, what's the Yehuda's reason to forbid the case of Anusas Aviv, the woman his mother, his father raped. Yikach ish es eshes Aviv, zu eshes Aviv. Legalik naf Aviv, zu anusasi. The phrase in Dvarim Chofkimon Pasuk Aleph, you should not take the wife of his father, that refers to his father's wife. Legalik naf Aviv refers to one who his father raped. How do Rabbon expound the phrase knaf aviv? Don't reveal knaf aviv. The answer is there in Bava. They said, we don't know who said it. It's a wing close to his father, meaning Eshes Av. Without this phrase, knaf aviv, is he not really liable for Eshes Av? And Rabbi Lo, la soya, shim hisu, ba, mishum Eshes Av, leke, mishum knaf av, leke. Rabbi Lo answered, this is for warning, means if witnesses warned due to Eshes Av, then he would receive lashes. If they warned due to knaf av, he would receive lashes. Moidub Yehuda b'makris, moidub Yehuda b'kolben, moidub Yehuda b'shah, kol, shisekola insim, shahu potter. Yehuda agrees about lashes, that one doesn't receive lashes from Nusus Aviv. Yehuda agrees about Korban, that he's not chayev a korban for Shoigig. Yehuda agrees about other einsim that he's exempt. If any other relative of Pliny raped a woman, this does not forbid her to Pliny. Moidub Yehuda shim kidcha shetasa b'kedushin. Yehuda agrees that if he was Makadish and Nusus Aviv, that kedushin takes effect on her. Chagai bar klemi Rabbi Yosi, Moshe Avlad mamzer Rabbi Yehuda. Haggai asked Rabbi Yosi, is the child a mamzer according to Rabbi Yehuda? Means the issue of mamzer is written nearby. Rabbi Yosi answered no, because in the pasuk there in pasuk base it says that interrupts the matter between knaf aviv and mamzer, and therefore the child is not a mamzer. The Gemara asks, it interrupts also between Eshes Av and Mamza. Would he say that the child of Eshes Ish is not a Mamza? Eshes Ish has Kores and Misa. Eshes Av is in the klal of all Arayas. It left the klal, is repeated here, to teach about all Arayas, means that the child is a Mamza. Repeated Eshes Av, Vatilimud Al-Kol Arayas, Mamza, Repeated Anusad, Plamud Al-Kol Ha'inzim, Le'isa. We should say that Eshes Av leaves the cloud to teach about all Arayas for Mamza, and Nusus Aviv leaves to teach about all the relatives of Pliny who raped to forbid her to Pliny. Amalei, Eshes Av, Bechlal Kla Arayas, Aysa, Yavsa, Bechlal, Lalamed, Akla Arayas, Lamamza, Yislach Lamein, Mehocha, Anusa, Bechlal, should say Aysa, Yavsa, Bechlal, Lalamed, Alkol, Anusa, Nusa. Yosi answered, Eshes Av was in the cloud of all Arayas. It left the cloud to teach about all Arayas for Mamza. And he said that Anusas Aviv was in a klal and left to teach about all einsim to forbid. Eshes Av should leave the klal to teach about every erva through marriage. It's forbidden also through rape. Amalei im Eshes Av hi eina Anusa v'im Anusa hi eina Eshes Av. Gemara answers, if she's Eshes Av, she's not Anusa. If she's Anusa, she's not Eshes Av. Since they're separate, one does not teach about the other.